Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI FM in Rochester, New York, and is funded by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council.
Say, there's a little rhythm, rhythm, rhythm. The pit-pats through my brain. So darn persistent, the day isn't distant when it will drive me insane. Comes in the morning without any warning, hangs around me all day. I'll have to sneak.
This is Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. This is about little things. Those little things that aren't so little when they turn up in love songs, as they almost invariably do.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
When you think of a catalog song, you think of Cole Porter. Songs like You're the Top and Let's Do It. Witty miscellanies to make a minimal point about love. How many rhymed, random references can you string together in an engaging way? But there's another kind of catalog song as well, more romantic, usually with more of a point to make, usually relying on small, familiar references to underscore the point of a love song. Here's an example of each. Frank Sinatra with Burton Lane and Ralph Reed's 1941 How About You, and Carla Normand with Don Neely's Royal Society Jazz Orchestra with Ray Henderson, Lou Brown, and Buddy De Silva's The Best Things in Life Are Free.
New York in June, how about you? I like a Gershwin tune, how about you? I love a fireside when a storm is due. I like potato chips, moonlight and motor trips, how about you? I'm mad about good books, can't get my fill. And Franklin Roosevelt's looks give me a thrill. Holding hands in the movie show when all the lights are low may not be new, but I like it. How about you?
Stars belong to everyone. They gleam there for you and me. The flowers of
Frank Sinatra and Tommy Dorsey's orchestra, How About You, and Carla Normand and Don Neely's orchestra, The Best Things in Life Are Free. You're listening to Fascinating Rhythm Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Head and Heart, Reason and Passion, The Ordinary and the Extraordinary. Heaven and Paradise and Forever, but also A Walk Down Fifth Avenue and A Whisper on the Back Porch. The Eternal and the Everyday. Popular songs sing about love that lasts forever, but that's two abstractions in a row. You have to bring them down to earth to have a chance at believability. The large things stay large only when they connect to the little things. Blowing a kiss, touching someone's hair, offering an arm. The pleasure in the ordinary and the delight in where it takes you. Kitty Callan, Little Things Mean a Lot.
Blow me a kiss from across the room. Say I look nice when I'm not. Touch my hair as you pass my chair. Little things mean a lot. Give me your arm as we cross the street. Call me at 6 on the dot. A line a day when you're far away. Little things mean a lot. Don't have to buy me diamonds and pearls, champagne, sables, or such. I never cared much for diamonds and pearls, 'cause honestly, honey, they just cost money. Give me your hand when I've lost the way. Give me a shoulder to cry on. Whether the day is bright or gray, give me your heart to rely on. Send me the warmth of a secret smile to show me you haven't forgot. For always and ever, now and forever, little things mean a lot. Whether the day is bright or gray, give me your heart to rely on. Send me the warmth of a secret smile to show me you haven't forgot. That always and ever, now and forever, little things mean a lot.
From 1953, Kitty Callan with Carl Stutz and Edith Lindemann's Little Things Mean a Lot. A list song is straightforward, the simplest kind of association. But not always. A sense of time or place or a particular tone can provide a point of view, a way of stating the little things or suggesting how we ought to hear them. When it's time to part, emotion and memory intertwine. When someone long married tries to explain what it's like to an unmarried friend, the results can be ironic, even biting. Fred Astaire, They Can't Take That Away From Me, and Elaine Stritch, The Little Things You Do Together.
Mm-hmm.
your hat, the way you sip your tea, the memory of all that. Oh no, they can't take that away from me, the way your smile just beams, the way you sing off key, the way you haunt my dreams. No, no, they can't take that away from me. We may never, never meet again on the bumpy road to love, but I'll always, always keep the memory of the way you hold your knife, the way we dance till three, the way you've changed my life. No, no, they can't take that away from me. No, they can't take that away from me.
Want to stand there?
Okay. I'm standing here. Now what?
Darling, just come at me.
Okay.
You right?
It's the little things you do together, do together, do together, that make perfect relationships. The hobbies you pursue together, savings you accrue together, looks you misconstrue together, that make marriage a joy.
Yeah, well, I could have blocked that.
No, that can't be blocked.
You want to do it again?
Okay.
I'll come at you again.
Okay.
Oh! It's the little things you share together, swear together, wear together, that make perfect relationships. The concerts you enjoy together, neighbors you annoy together, children you destroy together, that keep marriage intact. It's not so hard to be married when two maneuver as one. It's not so hard to be married, and Jesus Christ, is it fun. It's sharing little winks together, drinks together, kinks together, that make marriage a joy. The bargains that you shop together, cigarettes you stop together, clothing that you swap together, that make perfect relationships.
Oh, oh,
Uncle?
Uncle, your ass!
It's not talk of God and the decade ahead that allows you to get through the worst. It's I do and you don't, and nobody said that, and who brought the subject up first? It's the little things, the little things, the little things, the little ways you try together, cry together, lie together, that make perfect relationships. Becoming a cliche together, growing old and great together,
withering away together,
that makes marriage a joy.
It's not so hard to be married.
It's much the simplest of crimes.
It's not so hard to be married.
I've done it three or four times.
It's people that you hate together,
hate together, date together,
that make marriage a joy.
It's things like using force together, shouting till you're hoarse together,
getting a divorce together,
that make perfect relationships. Kiss, kiss.
From George and Ira Gershwin's 1937 score to Shall We Dance, Fred Astaire, They Can't Take That Away From Me, and from Stephen Sondheim's 1970 score to Company, Elaine Stritch and the cast with The Little Things You Do Together. Classic catalog songs provide a witty way to describe a love affair or sometimes a friendship, the kind of clever miscellany Cole Porter specialized in. But today's songs rely less on wit and surprise and more on sentiment. They're shaped mainly by a sense of romance. Their inventiveness is less important than the way they link small examples to large emotions. The first song turns each example into something grander, transformed by the singer's emotion. The second became a hit during World War II, when each example deepened the sense of longing. Dick Haymes and Helen Forrest, "Oh, What It Seemed to Be," and Martha Wainwright, "I'll Be Seeing You."
It was just a neighborhood dance, that's all that it was, but oh, what it seemed to be. It was like a masquerade ball with costumes and all, 'cause you were at the dance with me.
It was just a ride on a train, that's all that it was, but oh, what it seemed to be. It was like a trip to the stars, to Venus and Mars, 'cause you were on the train with me.
And when I kissed you, darling, it was more than just a thrill for me.
It was the promise, darling, of the things that fate had willed for me.
Now it was just a wedding in June, that's all that it was, but oh, what it seemed to be. It was like a royal affair with everyone there, 'cause you brought all the world to me.
And when I kissed you, was more than just a thrill for me.
It was a promise, darling, of the things that fate had willed for me.
It was just a wedding in June, that's all that it was, but oh, what it seemed. It was like a royal affair with everyone there,
'cause you said, yes, I do.
From 1946, Dick Hames and Helen Forrest with Benny Benjamin, Frankie Carl, and George Weiss's Oh, What It Seemed to Be. And from 1938, Martha Wainwright with Sammy Fain and Irving Kales' I'll Be Seeing You. When World War II ended, songs changed overnight. Lyrics about longing and the dream of return turned into songs about being together, about a dream of the future grounded in the moment of happiness. The familiar particulars articulated piece by piece in the experiences of one couple who stood in for the rest of us. From 1946, Kitty Callan again, with Ali Rubel and Herb Magidson's I'll Buy That Dream.
Imagine me with my head on your shoulder and you with your lips getting bolder. A sky full of moon and a sweet mellow tune. I'll buy that dream. Imagine me in a gown white and flowery, and you thanking Dad for my dowry. A church full of folks and those last minute jokes. Dream. A honeymoon in Cairo in a brand new order gyro, then home by rocket in a week. We'll settle down near Dallas in a little plastic palace. It's not as crazy as you think. Imagine me on our first anniversary with someone like you in the nursery. It doesn't sound bad, and if it can be had, I'll buy that dream. Thank you.
Kitty Callan, I'll Buy That Dream. You're listening to the Peabody Award-winning Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. You don't usually think of catalog songs as fertile ground for separation and loneliness, for missing someone and needing to get back. That's part of what makes these songs different from what we expect. Less typical catalog songs and more romantic ballads that rely on the small, commonplace observations, choices, and actions that carry us to the emotions that matter. Maxine Sullivan, I Thought About You, and Benny Goodman with Helen Ward, These Foolish Things.
I took a trip on a train, and I thought about you. We passed a shadowy lane, and I thought about you. Two or three cars parked under the stars, a winding street. Shining down on some little town, and with each beam, same old dream. At every stop that we made, I thought about you. But when I pulled down the shade, then I really felt blue. I peeped through the crack and looked at the track, the one leading back to you. And what did I do? I thought about you.
About you.
I pulled down the shade. Man, I really felt blue. I peeped through the crack, looked at the track, the one leading back to you. And what did I do? What did I do? What did I do? I thought about you.
Maxine Sullivan with Jimmy Van Heusen and Johnny Mercer's I Thought About You, and Helen Ward with Jack Strachey, Holt Marvel, and Harry Lincks, These Foolish Things. The rest of the songs today aren't really list songs, but they use lists to enlarge each feeling. You get at the emotion through the commonplace, the abstract through the concrete. In these two cases, they lead to the melancholy memories of a torch song. Lee Wiley sings Harry Warren and Al Dubin's 1935, The Little Things You Used to Do.
Those ashes on the floor, the way you'd slam the door, I miss him when the day is through. When I sit alone and think of you, and the little things you used the spot upon your tie and the way that you could lie. When I found out you've been untrue, but you'll never know how much I love you. And the little things you used to do, used to see would make me angry then. But I'd love them all if I could be back in your arms again. The way you used to clown, and the way that you would frown at any other man I knew. But you'll never know how much I love you, and the little things you used to do. When we parted, I was satisfied to let you go, but it's hard to get you off my mind. Now I'm learning to regret the day I let you go. You left a million memories behind. Those ashes on the floor and the way you slammed the door, I miss them when the day is through. When I sit alone and think of you and the little things you used to do, the spot upon your tie and the way that you could lie when I found out you'd been untrue. But you'll never know how much I love them, all the little things you used to do. All your little faults I used to see would always make me angry, dear. But I'd love them all if I could be back in your arms again. The way you used to clown and the way that you would frown at any other man I knew. But you'll never know how much I love them and the little things you used to.
Lee Wiley, The Little Things You Used to Do. When torch songs began in the 1920s, the voices of the women who sang them were small and light. The mournful sound came not in their voices, but in how they used them. That approach has always been part of torch singing, along with the use of understatement in the lyric. They provide a convincing setting for everything small that points to something larger. In this case, a broken heart, as Portia Nelson sings her own, It's the Little Things.
If an accident or tragedy should happen, especially if the tragedy is large, I spring to the need, right to the lead. I'm a pro, in control, I'm in charge. But when I lost you, I also lost my mind. For it would come as quite a shock to me to find it's the little things. Inconsequential little things, like a closet bear, things like that, or an empty chair where a lazy cat waited till dawn with a purr for a pat. Now you are gone, so is the cat and love. and all those silly habits that you hated and could never ignore. Toothpaste in the sink, clothes strewn on the floor. Money, how much they come to mean when you're all alone in a house that's clean. How the ache it brings to find the killers are the little things. And there's no hope, I know, till that wonderful moment when, all the little things will be just little things again. And all those magazines and crossword puzzles that you stacked in a pile, mail you left unread, bills that you meant to file. Funny, you know that things are bad when you start to miss what would drive you mad. How the memory clings to monumental little things. And you'll never be free till those memories can be a friend. Then the little things will be just little things again. But when will all those little things be just like little things again?
Portia Nelson, It's the Little Things. Here's a different way to handle the same idea. The references that illustrate and illuminate the larger idea in this song are minimal. Quick references and they're gone, perhaps because we already know everything they have to tell us. We bring the clarity with us to whatever's implied, off of it playing off the repeated word little. It sounds like good advice for the start of the Great Depression, as Lee Morse sings Irving Berlin's The Little Things in Life.
Great big houses with great big rooms were not fashioned for brides and grooms. A little place is where we should be. Great big troubles and great big cares come from houses with marble stairs. A little place for you and for me. Just a little room or two can more than do a little man and wife. That's if they're contented with the little things in life. Living on a larger scale would soon entail a lot of care and strife. Oh, we could be so happy with the little things in life. A little rain, a little sun, a little work, a little fun, a little time for loving. When the day is done, and a little thing that cries for lullabies could make a man and wife. Tell the world how much they love the little things in life. Just a little room or two can more than do a little man and wife. That's if they're contented with the little things in life. Living on a larger scale would soon entail a lot of care and strife. We could be so happy with the little things in life. A little rain, a little sun, a little work, a little fun, a little time for loving when the day is done. And a little thing that cries for lullabies could make a man and a wife. Tell the world how much they love the little things in life.
Lee Morse, The Little Things in Life. Here's a different kind of song that uses its little things differently from most of the others I've played today. Not surprisingly, it's a love song, but in this case, it's for New York, especially on Sunday, when the town is quieter and New Yorkers have the place largely to themselves. The out-of-towners are all at the airports. But the language interweaves its familiar references with the way the singer feels about the city. The weaving so seamless, so knotless, it feels spontaneous and natural, unmade and immediate. The song simply is. This is Portia Nelson with Sunday in New York.
Sunday in New York, what a wonderful day to be at ease there, to do just as you please there. I forget about Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. After Sunday in New York, it's the day I find the city sweet and gentle, and I get sentimental. Looking up at the town engravers or just reading the morning papers, how I love it when the city's deserted and quiet. Oh yes, I love it, and even though you don't believe it, I never want to leave it after Sunday in New York. Wouldn't trade it for a millionaire's vacation. Don't need the stimulation of running to the station. Away from in Paris is rare. Still no place on earth can compare to Sunday in New York.
Portia Nelson with her own Sunday in New York. The good news about little things is that they shore up any emotion you want to use them for. They're familiar and immediate. We get them. We understand what they imply almost before we hear them. It's a comfortable and comforting game, especially when the emotional news is good. If all you've asked is to touch the world around you, then everything is small to find the satisfactions that are large. This is Portia Nelson again, now advanced in years, with her own This Life.
All I've asked of this life is to touch the world around me, to be filled with the light of the moment love has found me, and to reach enough height that I can take whatever's down me. And so far, it's wonderful. This life. Oh, there's much that I lack. I've had many lonely lunches. I've been ready to crack. Gone bananas by the bunches. But I'm not on my back. I'm still rolling with the punches, and so far it's wonderful, this life. Oh, I'll confess, when I've looked in the mirror, I've wished it were Hepburn or Garbo I'd see. But then I couldn't think what I'd give up that I've got. So I figured I'd be glad with whatever I had and just be. Just try to be me. And I've been dull as a clod and majestic as a mountain. I've been straight as a rod and as flowing as a fountain. I've been older than God. Now I just reverse the counting, and so far it's wonderful, this life. And when my last day is here and they diagnose I'm leaving, I don't want any tears. No, I don't want any grieving, 'cause I'll give a big cheer where St. Peter is receiving. I'll say, so far it's wonderful, this life. La, 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 la. This life is beautiful to see. This life is beautiful to me. I feel as if I'm just beginning, and so far it's wonderful, so very wonderful, this life. Yes, this life, this one right here, this life, this life, day to day, this life, whatever it brings, this life. So far, it's wonderful, this life.
Portia Nelson, This Life. Fire and air, the passion and the romance of a love song in the melody and partly in the words. Earth and water, the solidity, the actual experiences of people in and out of love and how they feel this minute. It's in the language, in the imagery of little things that fill our days and nights. Andrew Crouch is the senior audio producer. I'm Michael Lasser. The show's Fascinating Rhythm.
You gotta stop picking on me.
Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York. Support for this program is provided by this station and by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council. For a playlist of this week's program or to listen to Fascinating Rhythm online, visit wxxi.org/rhythm.